could a bit of military discipline be the answer for kids at risk of getting involved with crime? The Defence Secretary told a conference that she believes the Army's ethos can make a real difference to young people. Options under consideration include using soldiers to mentor young people and sending more teenagers to military-style colleges, where the emphasis on self-discipline, physical fitness, a sense of duty and service. Would it work? The commentators Simon Waugh and Brian Peelham with us today. Simon, morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
And morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. Would it work, Simon?
I think it's worth giving it a go. I mean, in a, what you would term a boot camp, this zero-tolerant approach to disruptive behaviour, tight boundaries being set and enforced, and with that clear, fair, consistent, rigorous regime of discipline, I think that would be of enormous benefit to a lot of young people. And it's not just the discipline side, it's the communal living atmosphere, learning about, as I mentioned, self-discipline, and how one person's actions impinge on somebody else's.
What is, you know, do kids really get a lot out of someone screaming at them? This whole military-style screaming at kids. That's what you mean by discipline, isn't it? And being told to march this and march that and get up and do this. You know, I'd tell them where to go. I couldn't stick that.
Yeah, but we can look at the facts, and it's not just this tough, active sort of daily routine. But also in these type of camps, there is the evening discussions going on about what he or she has experienced that day. And it's not dissimilar to the sort of boarding school I went to in the 1970s. But the facts of the matter are, Stephen, I think there's something like 400,000 children a year now being treated for mental health issues. Yet over the past quarter of a century, we've gone out of our way to indulge our children. We seem to wrap them up in this sort of thick tog duvet of endearment, and it's had a negative effect. The result has been, you know, we have children, no structure at home, not enough sleep, poor eating habits, drinking too many fizzy drinks, lack of routine, structure, and all these things will be addressed at such an environment.
Brian?
I mean, Penny Mordaunt talking about concern for children and knife crime and crime and how she wants to introduce this military discipline in the schools. I just have to laugh. I mean, Penny Mordaunt, I'll move on to the bigger issue of how to tackle knife crime and maybe effective solutions, but Penny Mordaunt, when she was Minister for Disabilities, had a record, an extreme record of voting for welfare cuts and against help for people who were on benefits. So that was her philosophy. And now, as she's eyeing up a possible bid for leadership, she comes out with this idea. I went to a school at 16 that had discipline in it, and that they used the cane and the strap. It was terrifying. I still remember it. I'll never forget it. And I knew at 16, I definitely wanted out of that school and never to go back to that sort of environment. I mean, I was recently over in Vienna, worked on the latest issue of the magazine that I'm the editor of, View. And we were looking at public housing in Vienna. But when I was in the city, one thing I noticed about the city, I'd done a bit of research, clean, safe, very, very little crime, etc. And one of the reasons for that is that they actually target the idea of community and housing and programmes. Whereas in cities like London, what we've seen is a whole raft of cuts right across the sector. And out of those cuts, and young black kids being expelled and more likely to be expelled than white kids, etc., out of that environment emerges this societal mess. And the only way to address that societal mess is to apply funding, proper funding, and have a sort of a holistic approach to it. In other words, the police working in partnership with education, with welfare services. This idea of soldiers coming in to schools to a form of military discipline, it's just cuckoo. And it wouldn't work, and it's cuckoo. And I think Penny knows it. And you only won't hear too much more about it.
Go on, Simon.
You didn't mention parents in any of that spiel.
I will if you want. When you say spiel, that's because you hear someone saying what I say, and you immediately have a knee-jerk reaction to it, and you describe it as spiel. So what you're looking for is some quick, fast solution that won't work. That won't work. So you give me some more of your spiel, please.
Well, no, I just think that part of the problem, a major part of the problem, is the lack of routine at homes. We have more and more parents who themselves have shambolic lifestyles, poor eating habits. We know about the fact we have drugs in society now, we're drinking too much alcohol, staring at computer screens. And I think in this sort of camp, it's not just about, you mentioned about corporal punishment. I don't think they're advocating that. But there will be. I know how these camps would operate. It is also about trying to show the children that you do need structure in your life.
What you're saying is, and I'm reading what you're saying, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking about working class communities. You're not talking about middle class communities. What you're talking about
I think, yeah, I think I am as well. Yeah, there are a lot of drug issues in middle class homes.
Let's not talk too much about drug issues and Tory leadership. People who are going in for the Tory leadership race, where we had Michael Gove admitting that he took cannabis. And later on, Michael Gove talking about, what do you call it, what he's involved in, banning Teachers for Life for taking cocaine. So, as I say, and Boris this morning shouting about tax cuts and stuff like that for those on higher incomes, etc., you're going to get a raft of these proposals. The best way is to look at the concept possibly of love. Why don't we look at love just as a concept in our schools, how to understand our children, how to work with young people, and not to starve them of resources. So cities that develop those programs and they take time and effort generally have better results. These sort of results, put the military into schools to teach our kids. It's harebrained, and the people who even say it know it's harebrained. But they say it because it'll get a headline, and it'll appeal to some people, possibly like yourself, who think, oh yeah, a bit of discipline, that's what they need. Don't look at the wider issues.
I certainly do think they need a bit of discipline.
Do you think they need love?
Pardon?
Do you think our young people need love and understanding?
It's part of love.
How much love?
But just a minute. Structure, boundaries, discipline, a sense of purpose, fitness, direction, routine, all these things. This is all part of the way to bring up children, of showing them the meaning of well-being, happiness, and success are all linked to high...
And what about the whole raft of cuts that have taken place in our society?
Let's
let Simon finish.
Okay.
Not just about money, well-being, happiness, success. These things are all linked to high behavioural expectations. I could teach in an outhouse with a leaking roof, and I could educate children. I don't need plush resources. I don't need, you know, I just need to inspire the children. You do that by demanding, first of all, the bedrock of a successful of bringing up children successfully is this high behavioural expectation. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying. Okay, so you don't think that cuts in, say, a city like London have an impact?
It may do so, but it's not the...
Sorry. It's not just me saying it. I mean, it's just not my opinion. Teachers say it. Police officers say it. Educational specialists say it. Are they all talking rubbish? Do they know what they're talking about?
The only reason you're taking a cut or lack of money as a whole reason. It's not. What I'm saying is the ever diminishing respect for authority. You know, punishment in schools administered by negotiation. Children too aware of their rights. All these things.
Okay, there's an old line which I used to like, and I think it was from Cheers, where Sam's is the Woody the barman. What colour is the sky in your world? I mean, I listen to you, and I definitely would like to go to a school where your philosophy was running the school. One of the things that I found, I remember from my school days when I was at school, a long, long time ago. Why do I remember the couple of teachers who were really good? That's the names I remember. The other ones I don't want to remember, I forgot about. But the teachers who actually meant something to me at primary...
Well, people like me, you mean?
At secondary level. No, they were the people. And those people in that school, let me finish, those people in that school did not use discipline. The form of discipline as in respect, but they didn't use corporal punishment. They didn't shout at the kids. What they did was work with young people. They were interested in you, and they got results. Now, what we have is loads of teachers and other people have been leaving professions because of their wages, stagnation, etc. And police, I mean, you know, police, what do you call it, have said themselves, what do you call it, that knife crime in London, they don't have the resources to tackle it, okay. And that's to do with cuts.
Here's David in Lisburn. Morning, David.
Hello, Stephen. How's it going?
Go ahead, sir.
I was just phoning in because obviously the article you're talking about or the subject you're talking about at the moment is quite relevant to myself. Because I actually went in an army college, as you put it, when I was 16 years old. So I'd done a military
apprenticeship. And what was it like? Did it work for you?
Well, I believe it did now. At the time, I thought it was quite tough. I thought it was quite... Well, it was different from school. But I believe now I benefited greatly from my time spent there.
Why? Well, I can't think of anything worse than someone screaming at me and ordering me to do stupid things. I'd tell them to clear off.
Maybe the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. But they know this was the early 90s, so you're talking about a lot of emphasis was put on leadership training, how to work in a team, a lot of sports, education. If you messed up, you would have got shouted at. You would have got maybe extra sports, run around the place a little bit more, but... It's all on emphasis, it's all on leadership and bettering yourself.
David, thank you. Fred and Moore. Morning, Fred.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing all right today.
Well, no, it just makes me mind someone told me they'd been visiting in Australia. And someone asked, what was the situation in Australia like? Yes, it said it seemed the children had very obedient parents. And I think that sums it up. The children are running, the parents, not the parents, running the children's life.
All right.
There's really no discipline now. The piece of poetry I was trying to find a bit hot in time, and it more or less states that school teachers are being fined for doing what the children's parents failed to do. And that was teaching discipline.
Listen, thank you very much, Fred. I want to leave it there. Simon and Brian, thank you.